Morning Watch, Friday. A timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's recovery, week 6. The preparation of the bride. Related verses. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be empowered in the Lord and in the might of his strength. Revelation 3:18-20. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be manifested, and eye salve to anoint your eyes that you may see. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. Revelation 19:14. And the armies which are in heaven followed him on white horses, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Revelation 17:14. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they who are with him, the called and chosen and faithful, will also overcome them. Ephesians 6:11-13, 18. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the stratagems of the devil. For our wrestling is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Suggested reading. According to Revelation 19, the church is both the bride, who is presented to Christ, and the warrior, who fights with him against God's enemy. The armies in Revelation 19:14 are the called and chosen believers in 17:14. They are also both the bride and the guest, called to the marriage dinner of the Lamb. The guest invited to the wedding feast and the bride are the same. The bride consists of the invited guest, and the inviting guest make up the bride. After the wedding, all the guests will become the army. In Revelation 19:14, we see that the overcomers, as the armies which are in heaven, and the ones who followed him on white horses, are dressed in fine linen, white and clean. The fine linen here is the clothing of the bride. The wedding garment of fine linen, bright and clean, will be the armor for fighting. The overcomers, who are the heavenly armies, are those who constitute the bride of Christ. In other words, it will be the bride of Christ who will follow him as his army to fight and destroy Antichrist and his army. Those who have overcome every obstacle will be Christ's co-fighters in the final battle against Antichrist. These are his bride. They have become his co-fighters by his ministering the rich life supply to them. Surely the expectation is that his overcomers will be such co-fighters. The overcoming saints have two garments, one for salvation and the other for reward. The fine linen here is the second garment. This second garment of the overcomers qualifies them both to attend the marriage dinner of the Lamb and to fight with the Lord against his enemy. Thus, the wedding garment becomes the fighting garment. The second garment qualifies us not only to attend the wedding, but also to join the army. The bride's wedding garments will be the uniform that she wears as God's army to fight against his enemy. Even today, we are fighting by Christ as our garment. Ephesians 6 indicates that the whole armor of God is Christ. Furthermore, the Lord's army will be on white horses as a properly formed heavenly army. At his coming again, after receiving the bride, Christ and the overcomers will enter into battle against the enemy. Just as in Ephesians 5 and 6, we see the church as a bride and as a warrior. In Revelation 19, we also have these two aspects of the church. As a church, we are the bride and the warrior. In God's economy, there is one army constituted of a corporate warrior. This means that the warrior in Ephesians 6 is a corporate entity. Only as a corporate entity, the body, can we put on the whole armor of God. This is contrary to the concept held by many Christians, that an individual believer is able to wear the entire armor. The armor in Ephesians 6 is not for Christians as individuals. It is for the church corporately as a body, a corporate army. According to verse 17 and 18, we receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit by means of all prayer and petition. Among the various items of the armor, only the sword is for offensive warfare. That is, it is the only item of God's armor used for attacking the enemy. Satan is not only the enemy outside of us, he is also the adversary within us. Because the enemy's elements are within us, we need the killing power of the word to be applied to our being subjectively. Pray reading, the word of God is the way to kill the adversary within us. Every day, and in every kind of situation, we should pray read. Whenever we are troubled by something negative within us, we should take the word of God by means of prayer in spirit. As we do this, the negative element will be killed.